Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalm was traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. Here we'll be going over the compilation of writings found in the first book of Psalm. While a large portion of the Psalms that constitute its five books came from diverse writers, according to both the Jewish and Christian traditions, King David would be considered a major contributor to the first book of Psalm. Now that we've covered some basic facts, we'll move on to opening our Bibles to Psalm chapter 7. Today we'll read the full chapter in the New Living Translation, but feel free to follow along with the version of the Bible you prefer. Now, let's begin in verse 1. I come to you for protection, O Lord my God. Save me from my persecutors, rescue me. If you don't, they will maul me like a lion, tearing me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done wrong or am guilty of injustice, if I have betrayed a friend or plundered my enemy without cause, then let my enemies capture me. Let them trample me into the ground and drag my honor in the dust. Interlude. Arise, O Lord, in anger. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. Wake up, my God, and bring justice. Gather the nations before you. Rule over them from on high. The Lord judges the nations. Declare me righteous, O Lord, for I am innocent, O Most High. End the evil of those who are wicked, and defend the righteous. For you look deep within the mind and heart, O righteous God. God is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and shoot his flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. They dig a deep pit to trap others, then fall into it themselves. The trouble they make for others backfires on them. The violence they plan falls on their own heads. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Once again, that was the seventh chapter of the Book of Psalm, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses that we just went over a little more in depth. Even though the world is filled with injustice, God is just and will put things right someday. He has not quit on this world, and he has not stopped being filled with goodness and justice. The Lord is on the side of those who do good, and God expects people to do what is right. Our Lord is a God of grace, but that doesn't take away his justice. He sees your life, he sees your pain, and he cares. This psalm is a prayer for justice. David was being attacked and persecuted. Rather than retaliating, he went to the Lord in prayer. David called on his Savior to act, trusting the Almighty to be his shield and righteous judge. Even when the world was against him, David did not give up hope. His hope wasn't based on the actions of others but the character of God. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and some ideas to ponder during the rest of your day. How can you anchor your hope in God's character more than human action? The Lord expects you to work for justice, to open your eyes and do something. Where in your life do you need to stand up and speak out? Before ending this episode, our devotional team would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to continue with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then follow to get updates for new weekly devotionals. You can find us on these platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and our website, which is covenantgrove.org/devotionals. And as well, new episodes are uploaded every Monday through Friday. And in conclusion, as you go on with the rest of your day, may you be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.